Park City Police reported that nearly 30,000 visitors poured into Park City on July 4th to celebrate the nation's birthday. Plenty of people lined up on Main Street for the annual parade. KPCW spoke with a few visitors to ask them their thoughts on the fireworks and open flame bans in Park City and Summit County. Dallas, Texas resident Chris said he was unaware of the fireworks ban, but thought it was a good idea.
I come from a pretty, you know, we go to certain areas to blow them up in Dallas. I mean, of course, we can blow them up wherever they want. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I'd say better safe than sorry, because nothing would really suck more than probably lighting this place on fire.
Most of the people KPCW spoke with were in favor of the ban, though one woman said she thinks people should be allowed to blow up whatever they want. She declined to be recorded. Although most visitors were unaware of the restrictions, Leslie Younglove was very informed about the bans.
Leslie Younglove.
Okay, and where are you from, Leslie?
Riverside, California.
Do you know about fire restrictions here in Park City?
I do. Yes.
Okay, what do you know?
I know that there's no fireworks allowed, no open flame unless it's in a fire pit, no smoking in outdoor areas. My dad was a fireman, so we're very conscious of any kind of fire restrictions. I think it's a good thing.
Visitors from Utah were more aware of the extreme dangers throughout the state and in favor of the fireworks ban. Here's Matt and Josh from Davis County.
I think it's a good idea. I think it's a real good idea, especially with all the fires.
Well, I mean, given the environment, you know.
And what's the one, the name of the fire just down?
Dollar Ridge Fire.
Dollar Ridge?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Down in Strawberry.
I wish they had the same restrictions down in where we are in Davis County. Absolutely. Doesn't make any sense to me.
If it's controlled like what they're going to be doing, then yeah, that's fine. But I don't have any problem with, you know, people doing it and then restricting it.
Unfortunately, there's a lot of people that don't use common sense. If we could guarantee everyone used common sense, I'd be all for it. It's going to be stupid.
Yep.
Stuff can happen.
Park City enacted their restrictions on June 21st. Summit County enacted their restrictions on July 3rd. Park City visitors weren't completely denied of fiery explosions. A fireworks display was set off at Park City Mountain Resort at dusk. I'm David Boyle, KPCW News.